On Sundays at 8 hours UTC, join One Deck Pete, Justin Patrick Moore, and DJ Frederick for Imaginary Stations. Imaginary Stations starts with a premise. What if we could create radio stations that we'd like to listen to? Each station that we've imagined has a unique theme, music mixes, and creative flow. We invite you along on this radio journey, originally created for shortwave frequencies, and now happily at home at the Global Voice. That's Imaginary Stations at 8 UTC on The Global Voice. Check the schedule for times of repeats.
On Thursdays at 8 UTC, tune in for New Horizons, a half-hour weekly program produced by Blind Citizens Australia, keeping its members and friends informed of news and events in the Australian blindness community. That's New Horizons, Thursdays at 8 UTC, right here on The Global Voice. Check the schedule for repeat times.
Friday night at 20 UTC, our late lunch there for you and me. Friday on my mind, on the Global Voice, it's the best choice.
Maureen's Cafe. Tune in for a folk-flavored variety mix and hear Maureen tell it like it is. Wednesdays, 5 to 7 UTC, right here on The Global Voice. Don't miss it.
Hello, friends. I've just popped in here to tell you about a program on the Global Voice Internet radio station. The show is called My Kind of Music. It's presented by Joe Bollard every Sunday afternoon at 1600 hours Universal. 2 hours of easy on the ear music, consisting of ballads, love songs, good country, big band, light orchestral, with memory joggers, and the occasional unusual track. So there you have it. Go to www.theglobalvoice.info and click on Listen Live, Sunday at 1600 hours Universal. Oh yes, The Global Voice is all one word. Come on, you will enjoy it.
What does the fish say? What does the moon feel like? Join Sean Klein at 17:30 Universal Time on the fourth Friday of every month to hear something fascinating about science, music, history, or whatever. It's Odds and Sods right here on The Global Voice.
When we know our ABC.
On February 11th, 2023, a 16-year-old trans girl, Brianna Jai, was brutally murdered by two children younger than she was. Asifah Lahore sings a beautiful song, Brianna, written by Chrissy Cochran, words by Sarah Halligan. The song is in aid of the charity Peace in Mind UK.
Every night I dream of happy days I spend with you. My mind, I try to keep the tears away.
Peace in Mind is a charity set up by Brianna's mother Esther. It funds teachers to go on mindfulness awareness courses, which encourages them to be empathetic with children who may be having mental difficulties. £2.99 gets you this beautiful song, and you'll be helping to support a charity which could have a big influence on our next generation.
To get your copy of Brianna, visit transradiouk.com/Brianna. That's transradiouk.com/BRIANNA. Thank you.
Hello and thanks for joining me for the Global Classical Hour on the Global Voice Radio for All. Sean Klein here with you with yet another special show because this is April 14th and 159 years ago today, our 16th President of the United States, Abraham Lincoln, was shot at Ford's Theater by John Wilkes Booth. So I thought I would play three of the Lincoln portraits that are out there by American composers. So we'll hear from Vincent Persichetti, Charles Ives, and Aaron Copland. And we'll start with Vincent Persichetti, a Lincoln address for narrator and band score, composed in 1974. And the narrator is Barry Scott, conductor Leonard Slatkin, orchestra Nashville Symphony Orchestra. And after that, we'll hear Copland Lincoln portrait for speaker and orchestra with Gregory Peck narrating. And then we'll finish with the Ives, and that will be from that Leonard Stokowski stereo recording, the first stereo recording of the four songs from 1960. But first, here is a Lincoln address.
Countrymen, now at the expiration of 4 years, during which public declarations have been constantly called forth on every point and phase of the great contest, which still absorbs the attention and engrosses the energies of the nation, little that is new could be presented. With high hope for the future, no prediction in regard to it is ventured. Occasion corresponding to this 4 years ago, all thoughts were anxiously directed to an impending civil war. All dreaded it, all sought to avert it. Address was being delivered from this place, devoted altogether to saving the Union without war. Insurgent agents were in the city, seeking to destroy it without war, seeking to dissolve the Union and divide effects by negotiation. Both parties deprecated war, but one of them would make war rather than let the nation survive, and the other would accept war rather than let it perish. And the war came. Party expected for the war, the magnitude or the duration which it has already attained. Anticipated that the cause of the conflict might cease with, or even before, the conflict itself should cease. Each looked for an easier triumph and a result less fundamental and astounding. Both read the same Bible and pray to the same God, and each invokes his aid against the other. It may seem strange that any men should dare to ask of just God's assistance in wringing their bread from the sweat of other men's faces, but let us judge not that we be not judged. The prayers of both could not be answered. That of neither has been answered fully. The Almighty has his own purposes. Woe unto the world because of offenses. For it must needs be that offenses come, but woe to that man by whom the offense cometh. Thank you. fondly do we hope, fervently do we pray, that this mighty scourge of war may speedily pass away. Yet if God wills that it continue until all the wealth piled by the bondsman's 250 years of unrequited toil shall be sunk, and until every drop of blood drawn with the lash shall be paid by another drawn with the sword, as was said 3,000 years ago, so still it must be said. Judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Toward none, with charity for all, with firmness in the right, as God gives us to see the right, let us strive on to finish the work we are in, to bind up the nation's wounds, to care for him who shall have borne the battle, and for his widow and his orphan, to do all which may achieve and cherish a just and lasting peace. A just and lasting peace among ourselves and with all nations.
Okay, not on Frankie. Bones down.
I don't think they learn that command in school, do they?
Well, no, but we want people and their pooches to be able to listen to Spotlight on Assistance Dogs with Devon from Canada. It airs at 17:30 Universal the third Friday of every month.
And it's packed with articles, interviews, music, and poetry all about guide, hearing, and service dogs. But I still think Frankie and Lionel are more interested in chewing on those bones.
Come on, boys. Bones down. Ouch, Lionel, that was my foot.
And if you missed it, go to our website. Check the schedule for repeats or archives to hear the show again off the air.
And it's an Abraham Lincoln special, the 14th of April being his assassination day here on the Global Classical Hour on the Global Voice Radio for All. Sean Klein with you with three American composers, and we started with Vincent Persichetti, a Lincoln address for narrator and band score composed in 1974. And now here is Aaron Copland, Lincoln portrait for speaker and orchestra, and the narrator is Gregory Peck. Zubin Mehta is the conductor, and the Los Angeles Philharmonic. Copland finished Lincoln portraits in April 1942. The first performance was by the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra on May 14, 1942, with William Adams as the narrator.
Thank you. Fellow citizens, we cannot escape history. That is what he said. That is what Abraham Lincoln said. Fellow citizens, we cannot escape history. We of this Congress and this administration will be remembered in spite of ourselves. No personal significance or insignificance can spare one or another of us. The fiery trial through which we pass will light us down in honor or dishonor to the latest generation. We, even we here, hold the power and bear the responsibility. Born in Kentucky, raised in Indiana. And lived in Illinois. And this is what he said. This is what Abe Lincoln said. The dogmas of the quiet past are inadequate to the stormy present. The occasion is piled high with difficulty, and we must rise with the occasion. As our case is new, so must we think anew and act anew. We must disenthrall ourselves, and then we shall save our country. Standing erect, he was 6 feet 4 inches tall. And this is what he said. He said, "It is the eternal struggle between two principles, right and wrong, throughout the world. It is the same spirit that says, you toil and work and earn bread, and I'll eat it, no matter in what shape it comes. Whether from the mouth of a king who seeks to bestride the people of his own nation and live by the fruit of their labor, or from one race of men as an apology for enslaving another race, it is the same tyrannical principle." Lincoln was a quiet man. Abe Lincoln was a quiet and a melancholy man. But when he spoke of democracy, this is what he said. He said, "As I would not be a slave, so I would not be a master." This expresses my idea of democracy. Whatever differs from this, to the extent of the difference, is no democracy. Mm-hmm. Abraham Lincoln, 16th President of these United States, is everlasting in the memory of his countrymen. For on the battleground at Gettysburg, this is what he said. He said that from these honored dead, we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion, that we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, and that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not perish from the earth.
Each Wednesday at 3 UTC, Sean Klein brings you Everything But the Kitchen Sink, a program with a very eclectic mix of music, from cylinder recordings from the 1890s, to folkloric regional music from Brazil, to acid rock from Cambodia, to, well, just about anything. It's Everything But the Kitchen Sink. You may even hear Sean read an English translation of the lyrics to that song you just heard. That's Everything But the Kitchen Sink, Wednesdays at 3 hours UTC, right here on The Global Voice. Check the schedule for repeats.
The Global Voice is now exclusively on Mastodon. Follow us to discover what's coming up during the day, read important announcements, and to chat with DJs during live programs. Find us at The Global Voice, written as one word, at mstdn.social. That's The Global Voice at m as in Mike, stdn as in November, .social. The Global Voice on Mastodon. Follow us and be in the know.
And it's a tribute to Abraham Lincoln here on The Global Classical Hour on The Global Voice Radio for All. Sean Klein with you. And now we move on to our final selection, Charles Ives, Four Songs from 1920, American Symphony Orchestra from Leonard Stokowski, the Columbia Stereo Recordings. And about a year and a few months ago, I played a bunch of stuff from this great big set of stereo recordings that go all the way back to the early 30s. Pretty amazing that they were doing experiments with stereo and rather good quality ones way back in 1931 and 1932, but these come from 1960, and the first song is Majority, or The Masses, then They Are There, a war song, March, premiere recording, and after that, Election, It Strikes Me That, premiere recording, and finally, Lincoln, The Great Commoner, first stereo recording. Enjoy!
Thank you. Oh!
that was four songs by Charles Ives from 1920 and recorded in 1960, conducted by Leonard Stokowski, performed by the American Symphony Orchestra here on the Global Classical Hour. Hope you have enjoyed this little special on Lincoln, if you're American or if you're not. This has been the Global Classical Hour, and we'll see you next week right here on the Global Voice.
Got any feedback or suggestions for the station? Want to broadcast with us but have questions? There's a simple way to contact us anytime. Just go to theglobalvoice.info/contact or click on Contact Us and Social Media from the menu bar on the site. Fill in our easy-to-use contact form, and we'll respond to your message as soon as possible. Just make sure your email address is correct. Again, that's theglobalvoice.info/contact, or choose Contact Us and Social Media from the menu bar on the site. The Global Voice. We love to hear from you.
Hello, welcome to the show.
That's the voice of news commentator Harry Shearer. And every Tuesday at 17 hours UTC on the Global Voice, he brings his unique slant on the news to your ears.
New and tighter Twitter procedures at The Onion. Imagine what those must be like to ensure this kind of mistake does not occur again. I'm going to have to sit down. But wait, I am sitting down.
The Show with Harry Shearer, every Tuesday at 17 hours UTC on the Global Voice. Check the website for times and repeats.
Classic Country with Maureen and Michael G.
And every Sunday morning at 4 hours, UTC, come gather on the radio for the Country Jamboree. It's that good old classic country with Maureen and Michael G.
If you like classic country starting from the 40s all the way up to today, join Michael G. and Maureen for the Country Jamboree every Sunday.
On the radio for the Country Jamboree. It's that good old classic country with Maureen and Michael G. On the one and only Global Voice.
Wish you could produce something like this? Well, now you can. TGV Training is proud to present Reaper Made Easy, a new set of tutorials by trainers of the popular Reaper Digital Audio Workstation for Windows and Macintosh, specifically designed for blind and visually impaired users. We've got lessons on installing Reaper and other necessary components, as well as core concepts, with additional lessons scheduled to be added on a quarterly basis. If you're interested in recording, editing, mixing, and sound design, this is the course for you. And the best part? The price. It's free! Reaper Made Easy, an ongoing course sponsored by TGV Training. Visit theglobalvoice.info/reaper for more information and to stream or download currently available lessons. The following program is in gibberish.
A whole cage with 2 meatballs of gold chalk. Then those ragus, Pat Sonic, with pastel cheese!
What's this fellow on about?
The bread fries.
I don't know.
Where can get like
I don't this. Speak gibberish.
Showing this a good show. With nice...
gibberish.
Ragus, Sonic.
Gibberish.
Man.
WOLI Worldwide is broadcast in gibberish every Friday at 18 hours UTC. But don't worry, I'm sure you'll understand WOLI a lot better than that guy. Ma'am, you've heard the show, what do you think?
Just look at my Turkish fashion excellence. You've tempted the tree, warm money, the subjective fun is good.
My thoughts exactly. So be sure to catch WOLI Harding for great music, some chat, and a bit of a laugh on the WWW show in gibberish. Ha 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 ha.
Just mad, absolutely mental gibberish.
Hi, this is Del McCurry.
Del McCurry knows bluegrass. Del McCurry is bluegrass. So you can trust Del when he tells you to tune in to
Music for the Mountain.
Music for the Mountain Bluegrass, right here on the Global Voice. Saturdays, 2 hours universal. Check the schedule for repeats.
Hey, keep going on like this, you know it hurts me so.
Well, I don't really care what people
say. On everything but the kitchen sink.
What them want to do.
If I hold on to you, baby.
You just never know.
Baby, prove me un mundo, baby.
Ya ni ever mira, ahora que hay.
What I might play next.
Tu ves a la junga.
Everything but the kitchen sink.
Everything but the kitchen sink with Sean Klein on the Global Voice.
Wednesdays at 3 hours UTC.